My name is Christian Payne, documentally online, and you can find most of my online places at documentally.com. That's with two L's. I'm recording this audio on an iPhone with a spoffle on it, a little mic shield, using the app Audioboo. And I'm recording it for Wannabe Hacks and their week entitled Reporting Week. They've asked me to talk about documenting news abroad. How do you do it? From my own perspective, and I do carry a press card, but I don't necessarily call myself a journalist. I think these roles and titles have evolved somewhat. And yes, although I may partake in the act of journalism, I definitely class myself more as a blogger. And I think it's important to be passionate in what you're doing to get the best results. And I can feel more passionate about something that doesn't sound like a job. That may sound strange. So off the top of my head, if I talk about some of the projects that I've done in the past and how I undertook them, initially things really kicked off for me in Africa, and it was more anger and shouting at the TV that made me go out and want to see for myself. I didn't just stumble blindly into a war-torn country. I had travelled for 10 years prior, a few years beforehand, and knew a little bit about travelling and being safe when travelling. I also did a little bit of a recce, of course, and I partnered up with a journalist who was at the time working in the area. This gave access to potentially life-saving resources like translators, and the translator was found in a local university, an English student. It was pretty important to have a fixer and a driver if you're in places like this, and it's best to find somebody who is recommended by a news agency working in the region or the area. You have to have a lot of trust with these people. As far as finding people to interview and following the story, if you have travelled, this comes so much easier when you are travelling alone, when you are working alone. And the key is just talk to people. The secrets of documenting abroad aren't really secrets. It's just the same as connecting with people anywhere. It probably sounds foreign, excuse the pun, to somebody who is very used to working from behind a desk and picking up the phone and just work trying to gather news that way. But once you're out on the road, everything just falls into place, and you become a little bit of a detective, as much as you do someone keen to document things. Iraq, when I was there in 2005, was pre my use of Twitter, and using social media tools like Twitter has revolutionized sourcing of contacts, information, places to go, things to do, people, and how to find them. It's pretty incredible how it assists people in their work now. I found it first very handy in Jordan. The United Nations saw the work that I'd done in Iraq and asked me if I'd go to Jordan and do some stuff in a similar vein. Multimedia, effectively, I didn't know anything about video, so I was shooting photographs on a pro Nikon DSLR and then creating a slideshow, adding some music, and before I knew it, I was doing multimedia. So Jordan, I went one step further and added audio interviews. It's very important to record as much as you possibly can with everybody that you come across. And although I was asked and invited to do this story, and a few key subjects I'd requested to be set up, they were set up for me. It was very important to speak to these people to then get an in to other people. If you're doing commissioned work, you've got to be careful that the people you're being given to interview are not just kind of put in front of you because it's a wonderful story showing somebody in a particularly good light. You need to find out for yourself and obviously get a balance. So ask these people, get to know these people, befriend these people and say, you know, what's really, really going on? And the deeper you dig, the better and more honest the project you're going to end up with. So with Jordan, I was also using the social networks, a little bit of Seismic at the time, Twitter. No location-based apps to speak of were being used much back then. Not that I was savvy too much. It was 2008, and I think things kind of came into the end of there in 2009. I saw a lot more use of more those tools happening on a recent trip with Tag Development to Africa. And from traveling and just wanting to speak to people, I always find that these are the best results. If you are keen in what you're doing and you don't necessarily see it as work, you'll just whip out your iPhone and record an interview with a random anybody who appears to be a random anybody. Nine times out of ten, they turn out to be somebody with a story. Take, for example, landing in Africa. I think the first audio boo I did was with the driver sent to pick us up because I noticed him using his mobile phone to pay for something. And straight away, I'm learning about how the majority of Kenyan people use their mobile phones for transactions in pretty much every shop. And I found that quite amazing, the fact you could just pass money from phone to phone. And these aren't smartphones, these are dumb phones, this is text messages being used. So the driver who you weren't necessarily meant to talk to was giving me really interesting stuff straight away. So I guess what I'm saying here is, if you've got a passion to create multimedia, just document as you go. Grab whatever you can, and you can piece it together into your long form piece later on. Throwing things out into the social media timelines, be it tweets and photographs and snippets of audio, don't think you're giving your story away. A lot of this will be lost in the torrent that's flowing out there of information, and people's attention spans are pretty small. What you are doing is grabbing and backing up to the cloud. And once you've done this, you can come back and maybe use something like Storify to collate into some kind of timeline, or even just old school, write everything up, add the photos and the audio in the right place, and job done. But don't think about documenting abroad any different to documenting at home. Abroad is not a scary place. When you get there, you'll have new eyes. Everything, I think, is easier because you're taken out of your normal environment, out of your routine, and you're seeing everything for the first time. Good luck and enjoy whatever kind of journalistic endeavours you set out upon, and always, always be passionate about what you're doing.